My mate and I have just been cycling one of the great adventure routes of the world, Hadrian's Wall. When the Emperor Hadrian decided in AD 122 that he wanted a wall across the country to keep out the barbarian Picts, it took just 6 years to build it. Yeah, 6 years for a 77-mile wall. That's a mile a month. It's amazing. Trying to get agreement on HS2 takes longer than that these days. And now, nearly 2,000 years later, it's not only the largest Roman thingy in the world, it's also one of the best cycle routes in the country. We started out in Whitehaven on the Cumbrian coast, and I'm really pleased we did. We tend to think of Cumbria as the Lake District, but it's so much more. The Solway coast is world class. It's absolutely stunningly beautiful, and for cyclists it's got another bonus. It's dead flat. Yeah! Sustrans are just building a cycleway along the sand dunes between the promenade at Maryport and Allenby, where you get great ice creams. And you see lots and lots of cyclists all along the route of all ages on this trip. There's lots of different holiday groups organising packages. Or you can, like us, fix it yourself. Tradition says that you dip your wheels in the water at both ends of the route and pick up a pebble to cast into the sea with a wish at the other end. You'll never go hungry, by the way. The plates come with meals the size of Cumbria, and you won't get lost either. Because beside the Blue Route 72 Hadrian markers on the lampposts everywhere, there's magnificent Cumberland road signs around Silloth to point you on your way. They're really impressive. God forbid these should ever go, because they're a tourist attraction in themselves. The Solway Firth is breathtaking, and at Brough Bissans there's a new memorial statue to King Edward I, the famous Hammer of the Scots. You know, Braveheart, William Wallace and all that. Anyway, he died there on the 7th of July 1307, 7777777, of a dodgy tummy. Oh, that's not very exciting, is it, a dodgy tummy? Anyway, we want to thank the bike shop in Carlisle who gave us better pressure in our tyres. Because you're riding on cushions here, lads. And they also fixed Steve's saddle, which was on the wrong way. I know. How can you have a saddle on the wrong way? Well, look, it's pointing up in the air and you'll get sore what's-its. And he did. Anyway, after that, the Roman stuff comes thick and fast. And suddenly you're on the wall on a typical summer's day. Wind, rain, grey, coal smoke blowing from the chimneys. And you can imagine the Roman soldiers saying, "Why am I here?" You're here because it's stunningly beautiful, of course. And Burd Oswald is like a showpiece with great turrets and fortifications. It was probably built to impress Hadrian as to how the rest of the wall was going to look when it was completed. So he said, "Yep, keep going, lads, that's fine." And then, of course, they skimped a little bit here and there. The guides had us dressed up in Roman helmets and swords for some battle photos. We look brilliant. Halfway along is a signpost reminder of where the money is in the north. Northumberland's got a huge big border county sign, and Cumbria on the other side fills less than half the space. Whoops. Beware the big hill up to Walltown Crags and the Roman Army Museum. It's a bit of a steep climb, but it's worth the pedal. There's a great story and an interactive explanation. And up on the crags, you get those iconic views of the wall itself and a great ride parallel to the military road. And some place which has got a fantastic name called Twice Brewed. Where does that come from? I can just about guess. I'm glad we called in at Vindolanda, where every summer they do archaeological digs. And every day, every single day, they find new treasures. It's a real treat. It's all there, just beneath your feet. Housesteads up on the wall boast the Roman running water latrines. Ooh, yeah. You can imagine them saying, "I'd like some toilets, please. Running water. How much is that going to cost?" $2,000. Ugh. Anyway, it's wild and so is the weather. And it's easy to feel you're in the olden days still. The downhill cycle into the Hexham Valley is one of the best stretches of freewheeling pleasure ever. We rode through gorgeous green valleys into railway history alongside George Stephenson's birthplace. You know, the man who built the rocket? And then you're in Newcastle in the sunshine and all those spectacular bridges along the River Tyne. The final 10 miles, we reached Tynemouth, another coastal gem where we dipped our wheels in the water, chucked our pebbles in the sea, made a wish that all cycle rides could be this much fun, and that Hadrian should know just how much we appreciate his wall and the fabulous cycle ride he's given us.